Can we be clear here? Because sometimes I get into this on Twitter who people when I have the playoff conversation to say, they'd be way better off drafting high again, and this is not the year they're going to win the cup. There's no bonus to make the playoffs. Okay, whatever. And there's going to be, I suppose, some decision-making that has to take place here before the trade deadline. Nobody's advocating, and nobody's expecting this team to do any short-term thinking. Are we, Ryan?
No, I don't think so. I think they stick to their guns, and if they get a knock-your-socks-off offer for James Van Riemsdyk, who, you know, obviously is the name that is out there most when it comes to trade talk, then I think they still look extremely long and hard at that. But no, I don't see them going out and saying, let's pick up Martin Hansel for the stretch run. I don't, they've come way too far to reverse course and start behaving like that now. And as for they need to draft high, I don't buy that at all. If you think the Leafs can make the playoffs, you think they can get home ice, because when you look at their division, to get to number two, if you're getting to number three, you're basically getting to number two. Boston is second right now with 49 points. Ottawa is third with 48. And if you think a team can get home ice advantage in the playoffs, presumably you think they can win a round, right? So yeah. That's where it gets kind of interesting. And at this point, they've got their guy at Matthews. They've got, you know, Marner, Nylander, even going back, Kadri. They've got top 10 picks, you know, like five of them. Morgan Riley. They don't need another one. It would, you know, if they aren't going to make the playoffs, sure, of course you want to draft as high as possible, but I don't think
it's a crappy draft.
Yeah, they're not at the point where it's critical to get more young talent in.
This isn't the season where you make a play for a draft pick.
Yeah.
For them, for sure. But just all things equal, it's a lousy draft. I don't know that you want to really throw your lot in, you know, someone you're going to get in the middle or late portion of the first round this coming season.